98.1 KZE, MK with you. Delighted to have on the line with me today, Christina Weber, one of the hosts of the We Deepen Relationship Summit taking place next weekend, the 17th through 19th at the Omega Institute. Christina, great to talk to you today.
It's good to talk to you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. This is such a cool thing to be able to talk about. I have so many questions just from my first kind of glance. So this is a relationship summit. This is a way to strengthen relationships and kind of delve deeper into intimacy skills and connection. And yeah, tell me more. Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I hot? Am I cold?
You are completely right. I look at loving relationships as a solution to all of the world's problems. This is a three-day immersive program for individuals, couples, anyone devoted to mastering love.
Cool. So not just a couples program. You can go in as an individual as well.
Oh, definitely come in as an individual. And also, if you are in relationship and your partner can't make it, come.
Awesome.
It's for anybody.
Yeah. So you can bring the skills home.
You bring the skills home. Yeah. If you are endlessly curious about love, if you want an extraordinary love life, this is the place to be. We'll have interactive sessions. We're blending biohacking, psychology, spirituality. We're going to do some hot seat coaching with myself. I've been love coaching for over a decade, and I'll be there with Dave Asprey, who is known as the father of biohacking. We'll be masterminding love. Everybody in the space, if you come and join us, there is an high-earned wisdom that each of us have from all of our relational experiences, and we'll be masterminding, pull out those nuggets that you know in your heart of hearts what is true and how you most best deeply connect with those around you. So it's a full-on weekend supporting of your love life.
That sounds so refreshing. And I can tell this is something you're really passionate about. How did you get into this line of work, of relationship counseling? How did the We Deepen Summit begin?
Well, I am passionate about healthy relationships. Like most people, I grew up in a dysfunctional household. Most of us didn't grow up observing healthy relationships. The topic is nearly completely neglected in our educational curriculum. Mm-hmm. And so after, you know, falling in love when I'm 16 in the state of ints, and then getting my heart broken and then trying it again and again and be like, there's got to be more to this, I started obsessively studying love in my 30s. And thank goodness around that time, TED Talks became a popular thing and a lot of relationship books were coming out. I discovered an entire industry dedicated to healthy relationships. People like Gay and Katie Hendricks, John Gray, Annie Lala, and being like, wow, there's a whole field. I can master love. So I move from a state of innocence and love. And this is how I say, you know, when you learn love, you move from the stage of innocence into the stage of armored, because hurt makes you protect your heart. Mm-hmm. And then stage three is filled, when you reclaim vulnerability, wisdom, and openness. And to become an epic partner for your significant other, you have to invest yourself into studying the mastery of love. And there's so much available, from communication styles to typologies to having more awareness to be able to share yourself with another human being to the erotic. I mean, there is so much available that most people don't even know exists. I discovered an entire industry dedicated to healthy relationships, and we partnered up because I'm like, what you've done for biohacking is what I see for the relationship industry. So that's what we're here to do this weekend. We're going to explore all types of modalities, communication styles, interactive activities, and really bond over what I see as the most important piece of our existence. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of your relationships.
Yeah. Interpersonal relationships in general, right? Not just romantic, but all of our relationships.
All of our relationships. And once you learn the skills to have a healthy, intimate relationship, you see that the relationships in your workplace, your family dynamics, they all rise. Those skill sets can be spread all departments.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the biohacking end of things, about Dave's side of the program.
Biohacking optimizes your body. Love hacking optimizes your heart. When we combine those together, you're going to get access into what's more deeply going on the inside of your system. So oxytocin, it builds trust and bonding. Dopamine is what fuels novelty and desire. And then serotonin stabilizes contentment and connection. And when you learn to regulate your biology and your emotions, you can better sustain attraction, repair faster, and deepen intimacy.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, there's so many skills to be learned. And I know, you know, that's why there's an entire weekend dedicated to it. And again, this is going to be next weekend at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck. And you can sign up on their website. But for just like a little bit of a sample, if you don't mind, what are kind of some of the what's like a classic mistake that you see people make in their relationships? That's sort of one of the first things that people tend to, you know, talk about when they come to one of your programs.
I think one of the first steps is greater self-awareness. Mm. There's a study that conducted that says 95% of people believe they're self-aware, but only 10 to 15% of people actually are. And it's because creating greater self-awareness takes time to slow down, to be with yourself, to tap further into your body, to understand what your boundaries are, how you like to be treated, and then to be able to communicate that to somebody else. So when we're living in fast-paced environments and when we haven't taken the time to really stop and be like, hey, how do I become an extraordinary partner for my significant other? So this is a space that we slow down and we start to discover more about who you are as a person. I like to think of love as a process of removing layers of the ego. This is your fears, the negativity, things that are holding you back from being the highest, best version of yourself, coupled with ever-increasing acts of sharing, because we give to who we love. So part of the love game is that I've got to know myself and who I am and what I desire and what I want. You're currently single and you're open and available for love, or if you've been in relationship for decades, you're still in a journey of growth. And that, and when growth stops, is when the love often follows, when you become stagnant and stifled. So taking the time to come into a space and to focus on your own heart, again, this is whether you're with a partner or on your own, it's like it's tapping into the slowdown. It's dedicating the time and attention to the most important aspect of your existence.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said. And I mean, what an amazing opportunity to spend an entire weekend learning these skills and becoming more self-aware and becoming just better at relationships of all kinds. And truly, I mean, I can't think of a way to kind of more quickly improve your entire life, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Christina Weber is my guest. The We Deepen Relationship Summit is next weekend at Omega, along with Dave Asprey. And of course, you can sign up on Omega's website. Anything else we should know?
Go to omega.wedeepen.com. That is the best place to sign up for it. And, you know, I want to encourage anybody who's listening to come. If you want an extraordinary love life, this is your opportunity to do so. You've, I imagine, have spent so much in dedicating yourself to your career and becoming great at what you do in the workplace. This is your opportunity to focus on being great at love. And why not do it at one of the most gorgeous spiritual grounds in the United States, with two people who are absolutely dedicated and passionate about this subject. And if you, you know, tapping into this idea of longevity this lifetime, you know, we're moving away from anti-aging into longevity and want to live a long, healthy life, then having a relationship that feeds you, that nourishes you, that gives you more life force energy is super, super, uber important. So come join us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you.